106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning. We're in the Fishbowl at Riverside Unique. And it is the Friday Morning Extra, brought to you by the Finishing Touch of Chestertown.
Well, yes, it is. And you've heard us mention on the previous programs last week, for example, we were talking about an upcoming art exhibit from Claire Parker. Now, Claire is an American artist who explores themes related to environmental sustainability in her work. She's attending the Pratt Institute with a major in drawing and a minor in sustainability. So she's combining a passion with a love and art.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, as a career, was a career drummer, but had a love for art that was cultivated by this lady that we're going to be talking to, and it kind of stayed with her, and then somehow, some way, she circled back to that.
Another great example of how teachers influence our lives.
Absolutely.
Yes, so we'd like to welcome to the microphone Stephanie Zeller, who's an art teacher, who helped kick off Claire's interest in art. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Claire was a student at Queen Anne's County High School.
Yes.
when you met.
Yes.
And was she always like a stellar art student? Was her interest in art kind of meh?
She started, I got her back. So mm-hmm. She had started in a fundamentals class, and it wasn't her, like, she loved art, but it wasn't, she didn't have the best experience, and she okay. was passionate about drum and stuff. But she joined our National Art Honor Society because she loved art and really resonated with the giving back to the community
okay.
through the arts. So then she took a year off of art, and I talked her into taking a class with me. Again, like, just try it, see how it goes, and that was it.
Wow.
I had her for every semester, multiple times for the next 2 years.
Was it a change in maybe mediums or the way that she could use her art to express that spoke to her?
I think both, and then we hit COVID, and so I got her for a virtual class, and uh-huh. that was tough. Teaching art virtually was tough, and
it's
tough
imagine.
For us and the kids. But that was her, when we talk about it and reflect on it, it was kind of her saving grace. She got into it, got passionate, like, just flourished online. And then when we got her back, we started talking about prompts. Like, we're very big on prompt and visual journaling mm-hmm. and trying to find their artistic voice and what they want to say and how they want to say it. And she just embraced the entire thing and then found her passion for, like, nature and using art to help inspire people to take better care of the world and her sustainability with it. So at Pratt, when she found the sustainability minor, that was it for her. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And then, of course, we talked to her mom last week, mm-hmm. and through that, some of the artists at Heron Point kind of took her under their wing as well. So then she's been able to just kind of bloom and grow, literally.
Absolutely. She's a kid. She's a quiet kind of kid, but mm-hmm. She hears everything you said and, like, internalizes it. And I'm always like, build community, because mm-hmm. that's something I've been trying to get back into, is building some art community. And because teaching and art are the same but also different, being an artist and being a teacher is a little different. So she was watching me do the things and then connecting with our community projects, and she's like, oh, this can make a difference. And then she just kind of embraced stuff and wanted to do more and learn more, and just explored all the you know, these themes she's doing now in her art then, and kind of gave her a, like, this is kind of how you do it, and this is what you can do, and make it your own and embrace it. And it's just been amazing watching her grow and develop.
So how have you seen her art change, like, in the period of time from the beginning to now? Like, what focus has really kind of grown in it, or what passion has really, that you see?
Yeah, she took, you know, and learned all the technical stuff first. And mm-hmm. then she went for, like, learning to develop, like, finding an idea or a concept. And how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And then we look at it through the lens of how can you communicate through ideas and subject. Also use of materials and techniques. So she started collaging with some found objects, or, like, trash. She started
right.
bringing trash, and I'm like, trash can be art. You can, if you were talking
sure.
about the environment, and then use the trash that you collect on a regular basis and put it in there. So she, the one picture in her flyer is her doing that and drinking out of a water bottle that is like, has, I believe, like, some nature things in it, like mm-hmm. showing the connection to her personally and stuff. And it's just a beautiful, like, self-portrait of what she's about.
What do you see her going to? Like, where do you see her growing into? What do you think is going to be her direction? Or can you tell yet?
I think she's going to find her way with how to use art to speak mm-hmm. to the world. That she wants to make a difference with it and mm-hmm. what she's passionate about. And that is, you know, the community, the environment and the community, and making a statement on that. And she's done some stuff up there where she's went in some, like, a critique club and with an environmental group. And she's learning to find her voice. She was very quiet. Like I said, now she's learning to speak out loud through her art. And then that's also helped her find her voice when she talks about stuff. And it's just been amazing to watch her grow and develop and find confidence in what she's doing.
It's very exciting. Now, this show is coming up
very soon.
Very
it's
going to
be at Heron Point. And we have all the information up at WCTR.com. And we want you to definitely check it out. But she's just, to me, it's amazing how you can have that kind of transition from actually looking at things from a musical point of view to actually going into the world and pulling art out of it, out of different perspectives when it comes to the environment.
It's a different
kind
of art.
And using it as a theme and how you can kind of, once you have an artistic brain, I think you have an artistic brain across several different platforms.
Yes, and what we tried to do at this high school is like guide them. Like, here are your techniques. The intro classes are more technique-based. And then once they move from there, we're like, what's your passion? Find your passion. Because we've been talking about motivation lately, and I heard a statement that if you find your inspiration, the motivation follows. So don't search for motivation, search for inspiration. And it's been like that with Claire. She's been like, I can watch it visually with her. So it's been pretty exciting.
Was it like being a set of training wheels and literally kind of guiding her and then just kind of falling away and letting her?
Yes, absolutely. And then what's really nice is it's translated to her being at college. Like, I always talk about relationship building. Talk to your professors. Do the things like what worked for you here, take that to college with you. And talk to your professors, work with your professors. And she's been doing all of that and finding her way with, you know, college is different than high school. But it's been good for me in my heart to feel that she has made a great transition, and she's using what she learned in school in my room through her journaling and through her voice, and she's translating it into college, and she's comfortable doing it, and watching her grow and develop is just like amazing.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us and kind of giving us some background on Claire. It's going to be a very exciting exhibit going on at the Heron Point. I believe their art room is open. It's Monday through Friday, 10 to 5.
Yeah, we're hanging the show. A couple of NHS kids and I are going up to help them hang their show tonight. So
exciting.
And then next, the 10th, she'll be there to have an interview with people or meet the artists. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.